Over 9 million Americans identify as multiracial. It took a standardized test for Radioactive Noelle Gasca to question if she was one of those 9 million and sit down with her parents to talk about race.
On a sunny morning during my junior year of high school, I was taking the SAT when I got to a question that left me stumped. It basically asked, "What race are you?" I started scanning through the boxes listed on the page. African American? Pacific Islander? No. Hispanic? Well, kinda. White? Sorta. My mind raced. I checked Hispanic, but I felt like a fraud. My mom is white, and my dad is Mexican American. My parents got divorced when I was 3. After that, my brother and I were raised by my mom and my grandma. And when we would go visit my dad's side of the family, everything was foreign to me. I felt like there was this entire side of myself that was foreign to me. That's why during the SAT, I hesitated to check the Hispanic box. I never expected my mom to teach me about my Hispanic heritage, but I did blame my dad for this lost feeling inside of me. So I decided to talk to him when he came up to visit.
So, you know, I've talked to you about, like, the box. And so I want to know, like, what box do you think I should check and why?
When it comes to the question of which box you would check, I mean, to me, there's no question that you should check Hispanic. I guess because I don't see you as any different than me when I grew up.
He didn't see me as any different from him? How could he say that? We were raised in 2 completely different cultures.
I've always been able to identify as being Mexican-American or Hispanic because we ate tortillas and beans and rice and liked it.
As a kid, I hated beans and rice, which was always a staple at Gasca family parties. So I was starving, but I also had no idea what anyone was talking about. My dad could relate, though, because he didn't speak Spanish either. I'd always assumed that my dad didn't want to learn Spanish when he was growing up, that he just wanted to assimilate. But that's not true. There just wasn't any time.
My dad would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to start his job. And when he came home at 3 in the afternoon, would take a nap and then get up. And if my mom was working a swing shift, which a lot of years she did, he would feed us. And then it was football, basketball, or baseball practice. Mm-hmm. And we'd come home. And, you know, and then it was time for bed.
My dad didn't learn to speak Spanish until recently. At this point in the conversation, I was feeling pretty defeated. My dad was telling me that I could check the Hispanic box. But the more he talked to me, the less I felt like I could. Talking to my dad made me realize how different we really are. We were in the living room, and at that point, my mom came in.
Can you sit here, Mom? The next question I'm asking Dad is about, you know, when you guys got married.
Okay. My mom and my dad don't talk much about the time before they were married. I know that for my mom's family, her marrying someone who wasn't white was a bit of a scandal. But I wanted to know, did she ever think about having this conversation with her future children?
I never thought about race. I never thought about the fact that you guys would be biracial. I mean, that was not part of my consciousness. And so when the first time, you know, you asked me, or the first time that conversation came up with you, it was kind of a shock to me. And I felt like I somehow had failed you because you didn't feel like you fit in both places.
A big reason why I never felt like I fit in both places is because I know I look different from my mom and my dad. My ethnicity has always been a sort of guessing game for my classmates, my teachers, and random people at the grocery store. I have dark, curly brown hair and big brown eyes. I have this generic ethnic look to me. I start to associate being mistaken for Greek or Thai as not being Mexican enough. I thought that if I looked like the perfect Mexican-American teenage girl I had created in my head, then I would be justified in checking the Hispanic box. But I didn't feel that way. I felt like I was failing.
I feel like I'm a bad...
Mexican?
Yeah.
No, you're not. You don't have to... I don't know why you're... You know why... If you feel bad, you don't have to feel bad. Noelle, being Hispanic or checking that box doesn't mean that you should have been riding a burro and wearing a serape.
He had a point, but I was still so frustrated. There was still a part of me that did blame my dad, and I knew he could tell.
Please don't blame it on me. I'd like to rectify it, you know? It's something that we can learn together, you know? I don't look at my dad and say, why didn't you teach us? You know what I mean? I mean, because it's my responsibility, you know, just like it is yours.
Yeah, I get that. I know that if I want to truly identify as Mexican-American, I have to start putting in more of an effort. And I have to stop living in the past. I thought that by having that conversation with my parents, I would be able to wake up the next morning, look myself in the mirror, and proudly say that I'm a Mexican-American, that I am biracial. But that didn't happen. It still hasn't happened. And I don't know when it will happen, or if it will happen, or even if it does, if I'll have an easier time checking that box. For Radioactive, I'm Noelle Gasca.